Second, teach people the guidelines, including the no-nos. You know what a no-no is. I didn't do this with my son, but I could have said, "Son, don't paint it. That's a no-no. It's not allowed, but see, it would give the color green." In other words, anytime you have given someone a job and you know the failure paths, identify them. If you know they'll get into trouble if they do this or that, tell them. Be open and honest about it. Don't hide it. It's a failure path. There's quicksand there. There's wild animals there. You don't have to have everyone reinvent the wheel every day to learn the hard way. The best way to learn is to learn from other people's mistakes, from their failure paths. But what don't you tell them? You don't tell them what to do. In other words, you tell them what not to do, but not what to do. You give them guidelines, including the no-nos, but you don't tell them what to do. See, it leaves every other option available and open to them. Third, now identify the resources. Call on me, son. Next, identify how accountability is to be done. Set up an accountability agreement. See, we agreed to walk around the yard twice a week and he would judge himself. Then the ball's at their toe. They are responsible. They need to take the initiative. They come and they give the accounting. Next, set it up with consequences. What's going to happen, good or bad, based upon that accountability? Now, with my son Stephen, the only consequence was intrinsic. That is, in the quality of the thing done, or the activity itself. But I wouldn't have hesitated to attach an allowance to it, which would be an extrinsic consequence. At that time in his life, he didn't need an allowance. He wasn't concerned about it. But perhaps a later time, I wouldn't have hesitated to say, "You judge yourself. The job is worth $2 a week. If you do a superb job, give yourself $3. Not as well, maybe a dollar. You judge yourself." Really, they'll be twice as tough on themselves as you would ever dare be because you trusted them.